The walls of the university galleries in Uptown Normal are filled with colorful works of art. That's not so unusual, except this art was created right in this space where it's being exhibited, and the artists aren't done yet.
Hi guys, how is everybody? How are you doing? Hi honey, good to see you.
Mark Making, Artists of Mark First, features works created by individuals from Mark First, a local agency dedicated to supporting adults with developmental disabilities. For the past 4 months, Mark First has partnered with the University Galleries to host a series of workshops in the Airy Gallery space, allowing the artist a chance to explore new creative grounds with paintings, drawings, sculptures, and more. University Galleries curator Jason Judd says this opportunity is more than creative. It's inclusive.
All of the outreach and educational outreach workshops that we already host at University Galleries, and this fits the bill perfectly. We like to think about ourselves as a laboratory of expression and somewhere that people can see art and make art, and we like to be facilitators of everybody in the community. So it was a very easy decision to kind of collaborate with IGA in Mark Making.
IGA Pukalska is Mark First's arts coordinator. She says Mark Making allows the artist to experience art in a new way.
Because it's not like art is new to them. Most of them have grown up creating artworks. But I think this environment and being out in the community creating artwork is slightly different. So I think just the exposure and ability to experiment, ability to create is the goal. The environment is just so different than what they're used to, and they have an ownership of the program as well, so it's something that they're proud of.
One of the artists plunging into something new today is Betty, who has created several paintings already in the workshops. Today though, it's something new.
Hey, do you want to do some clay? Because you were absent for clay?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's really soft.
I've never done the clay yet, but I've done a lot of different paintings.
Is one of yours on the wall here?
Yeah, let's see. Over there's my handprint.
So you did some handprints?
Yes.
Why did you do handprints?
Because I wanted to be different.
Is it good? Can you squeeze it well enough? Yeah?
Yeah.
So I can get you some forks and things too, so okay. We can start really molding it into whatever you dream of.
Curator Jason Judd says the workshops have allowed the artists to expand their skills and given them something else, something special. It's given them time for creative reflection.
Like, what are we making art of? What are we making art about? Egan and I are also collaborating on making a short documentary that will be playing in the gallery here. And when we're asking them about what they have made, they have to make these decisions and think about how to produce them, just like any artist has to, So that kind of self-reflection that every artist has to go through in decision-making, I think, is critical.
Lawson does some great artwork where he puts the paint on, folds it, smacks it down, and then it opens it like Rorschach. Are you practicing already? Good, I like it. Warm up those painting muscles.
Over the past 4 months, the walls of the gallery have gradually filled up, except for one, which is reserved for a mural that Jason and Iga say will test the skills of the artists.
Who's working on the wall?
Me. Robbie.
Me.
Oh man, Lawson.
Lawson.
All right. Me. Jeremy, you have your hand up?
Yeah, okay.
If you want to...
They've really cultivated their skills over the last 4 months. They've gotten to know the space, myself, they already knew IGA, and their skills have been more refined, and, there's a big wall to tackle, and we're going to start it today, and we will continue adding on to it throughout the exhibition then.
Yeah, I think throughout the workshops, they definitely built a set of skills that... During especially the last couple of workshops, we've noticed that they took on this approach of an open studio more so than, you know, following direction or having to follow directions, which is great because that's really the goal of them, you know, doing whatever they are most interested in. So I think with different approaches to painting as well, I think we'll see it today on the wall.
So here, let's pick out your colors.
Sure. My colors?
Yeah, which ones?
Blue.
Okay.
Red.
Green.
And purple.
That's a good color palette. All right, would you like to pick your paintbrushes?
Sure.
There you go. And let's get you some water. There you go. So what do you think you're going to paint?
That color.
And what else?
Yellow.
So you're going to make an abstract painting?
Yeah.
So go for it.
The artists of Mark Making have taken advantage of this creative hub to find interesting sources of inspiration. Jason Judd points to a painting by an artist named Josh, who makes a lot of works about heaven and sports.
Which is an incredible combination right off the bat. And after working with patterns a couple of times for the workshops, he made this really intriguing and kind of striking painting of these 5 tennis matches that are going on. But, you know, they are more circles and squares, kind of a tic-tac-toe. So they're very abstracted, but at the same time, you know, once you know that it is a game of tennis, you see that. So that kind of intricate play of a representation and abstraction is something that he developed, right? And is it developed here at the workshop, or is it just in, you know, I don't think that really matters. But that's something that I think was really successful and something kind of great to look at in multiple different ways.
It doesn't matter to Josh what to call his style. He's just enthusiastic about creating and is inspired by the workshops.
I try to visualize all kinds of stuff, things, so I can do all kinds of drawing, painting.
Is it important to you to do art?
Yeah, I enjoy it. I probably make a bunch of money off it, yeah.
How do you feel, Josh, about knowing that the public will be coming in here at the opening and seeing your artwork? How does that make you feel?
Great, nice, happy.
So are you going to be creating more artwork today?
Yeah, hopefully, yeah, if I can really think of more stuff, yeah.
As the artists splash the blank mural space with a riot of colors, Iga and Jason reflect on this exhibition as more than an opportunity for the artists. The community has a chance to experience something new as well.
As a society, generally, we're not very exposed to artists with disabilities. And I feel like this is a great opportunity for our community to come and visit, come and see the works produced by Mark First artists and understand what they're capable of and, you know, see the beauty and the passion and the engagement that they've been kind of cultivating throughout those last couple of months, because it is definitely something that I'm proud of. I know they are as well. But I think the exposure is really, really important for type of a social change that needs to take place in our society.
Along with what Iga is saying, I think having Mark Making and Mark First here in University Galleries they're making art, the artists are making art here, live. You can come in, you can see the art, and you can, you know, see the workshop going on. You know, that's something that's usually in a small studio at Mark First. So it's really exposing the community to the community, right? We're all community members, and I love how kind of transparent this whole thing is. So this exhibition, you know, it's not merely just this art on the wall that we've made over the last 4 months. This is a living exhibition that the artwork is still being made in this room every 2 weeks. It's still being pinned up on the wall. It's really the hub for creativity for these artists with disabilities. And we're really proud to have them here.
That's gallery curator Jason Judd, along with Iga Pukalska from Mark First. Mark Making is currently up and continues through August 9th at the University Galleries in Uptown Normal. I'm Laura Kennedy.